From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Our Father in heaven, thank you for tonight. Hallelujah to our King. Thank you for gathering and bringing us together again. Wednesday night, oh God, your faithfulness is seen and bringing us from near and far to come and hear from you, come and worship you, and come and serve you. Tonight again, we're here. Speak to our hearts like never before. Change us, work on us, help us. And this road, this narrow road, this tight road we have to walk on. Help us tonight, my Lord and my God, to make a difference in our environment and our surroundings. I know we are not living the same as we came. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Are you with me tonight? It's important we make a difference, you know. I think I was sharing with a few people in my office the other day that, you know, growing up, secondary school days, you know, you grow. Some people are early, they call it early starters. Some people are late, early bloomers, and what, late bloomers, isn't it? So I think that I don't know what I would say, late bloomer. I don't know which, what is late. But at least in my primary school days, I wasn't so popular. I wasn't so known. I think I was more of a child. But my secondary school days, from third form, that is when I think I started, you know, making a difference. And up to sixth form, became the school prefect, the school boys prefect, right? A mixed school of about 500-600 people, and then you are the student who runs the whole student body. So the headmaster, the assistant headmaster, the teachers, the staff, they depend on you. They depend on me and my assistant to make sure that things are running well in every area, from cleaning to entertainment to studying and order on campus and all of that. It was quite a challenge at a tender age also. And I had my correspondent, a girls prefect, and her assistant as well. It was quite an interesting role and responsibility growing up 1986 to 1988. And so, 88, I chose, I streamed science. So I did physics, chemistry, biology at the A level, and then general paper. Everybody was supposed to do general paper. So it's physics, chemistry, biology, and then you do general paper. And we had a very challenging time with our physics. I think the best in our physics was a D or so, A, B, C, D, E, F, and sub. The best in our class was a D, because we didn't have a physics teacher for many terms. So it really affected many of us wanting to do medicine and pharmacy and engineering. You know, so it affected my physics as well. And my dad wanted me to reset. He didn't want me to just do any and anything, because he realized that since my physics wasn't that strong, people were offering me courses like book industry. That was the first time I heard a course called book industry. Yeah, that's publishing and that kind of thing, book publishing and all of that. You know, so he said, no, they wanted me to do medicine, so I should go back and reset physics in another day school, that's where there's no boarding house. So you go in the morning, you come home in the evening. And it wasn't easy for me growing up to become popular and so known in school and then outside of school, to go back to upper six to rewrite physics. It was a very humbling experience. I had to kind of hide from my classmates, because those who streamed arts and streamed business, that's accounting, stream, accounting side, and those who did, you know, we call it economics, and economics was still accounting. Those who streamed like things like what, government and history and literature, those geography, those they got, they just passed like that. They just, you know, went through. And so with the science stream, we had that physics challenge, and you know, a few of us, many of us, had to look into something else. And so it was a very humbling season for me to go back to school when, as a boys prefect, popular 1986 to 1988, my mates have gone into the university, and then you did not get a chance to go to university. So it's with all your name, with all your fame, with all your popularity, with all the whatever you had, accolades and the things you had, you know, the power, you couldn't enter the university. Hey, it wasn't easy for me. You know, so I was glad after my national service and then resitting physics, my sisters decided to get me to go to Holland to continue my education there. And so that kind of whisked me out of the shame and the cloudness, isn't it? Because whether I even got a chance to do medicine or pharmacy in Ghana or whatever, my mates were ahead of me, and it was still not such a pleasant experience. It's not very easy to be humble when you enjoy, you sit in the clouds. That's why pride is a very bad thing. Especially when you don't have anything to show that why you are proud. Yeah. I mean, I don't know about God or something about people and me. Because I applied to be the entertainment prefect. Because I used to dance in my early days. Yeah, I used to go around doing dancing competitions. I dance and win and second, all of that. That's what I used to do. Yeah, in my heydays. Yeah, I was a dancer. Yeah. I was a dancer. So we used to go around in a group of us. Wherever there's a dancing competition, we go and we contest. Yeah. So popularity was something, it came with it. And I believe that my dad, you know, my father was always, what I grew up knowing my father to be was, he was always appointed a leader somewhere. Anything he joins, he's the chairman, he's a patron, he's something. Anything, my growing up, anything my father was into, he was the chairman. So he was so busy everywhere, every weekend, he has a function to attend as a chairman. Victor Collins Asabri Sr. And then he joined the Freemason, which is not such a nice part of his life, but he actually also founded a few branches of the Freemason. Do you understand? And so when he changed my name to his name, then I understand how come God has brought me thus far with branches and all of that. I don't know if you're following. Yeah. Names are very powerful. So he started school. He had a private school. He started private schools around the country also. He was a pioneer in many, many, many areas. You know, so from that fame, and my school uniform and things used to come from Amsterdam. Oh, yeah. Every time my sisters, I had three of them there. So the brown pants, the blue shirt, I don't buy from Guyana stores and these places. It comes from Amsterdam. And sometimes my mates will come and borrow my blue shirt to go out. Yeah. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. I'm trying to tell you something. And so being a senior prefect with all these things, having sisters who, you know, are spoiling you. Again, they send you shoes, they send you clothing. You are in school and then you are the senior prefect, and you know, you have power, you have authority. I signed for entertainment prefect. Then my assistant headmaster, who knew my dad, when I submitted my application, he looked at it and he said, "You, foolish boy." He tore my forms. He said, "Go and apply, go and write senior prefect." I didn't want that. I wanted the dancing and things. So I wanted the entertainment. Because when you are an entertainment prefect, you are the one who ensures that every Saturday evening there's some form of entertainment for the student body. So sometimes it's a film evening. Those who went to Anakazo, you understand the Ghana school system. So some Saturdays it's a movie night. Some Saturdays you bring a one-man band on campus. That is when we manifest. So I like those things. I wanted to manifest more. Be the head of manifestations. Some evenings you do quizzes, you do debates, some educational programs, but most of the time we like the one-man band kind of thing. Because we go to our hall, we turn our dining hall, we move all the tables, the benches and the chairs, and then the tables, and then we dim the lights. So that is when you like a Form 2, if you're a Form 2 boy, you like a Form 2 girl, that is the time to show your power. So the music will be playing, you know, and there's this kind of soul music. So I wanted to be the head of all those things. I tell you, we turn up the light and you see people. You see, sometimes as we turn up the light, then we have masters, you know, teachers who live on campus with us also. So when the lights go all out, then they will come with their torch like that. They will come around. They'll be looking like, who is so close to this girl? They look at your face. You're in trouble. Coach, they come around. They leave us a bit, but they come around. Because in the dark, people do all kinds of things. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. So I wanted to be entertainment prefect, to bring more disco on campus. My sister, who was a Christian in the same church, my dad said, you are a foolish boy. Go and he took my and tore it into pieces. He said, go and write senior prefect. So we had to do campaign, elections, campaign. So you go to every class, from 1A, from 1B, from 1C. You see, that's why I'm telling you that your education system here is so bad that you don't even understand when we say it. Because you have to campaign to be a prefect. You have to convince the student body why they should vote for you. You have to speak well. As a student, not as a politician. So if you want to do politics, it starts from secondary school. Yeah. No. The school system is bad, though. Very, very bad. And they never want to learn also. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll go Form 1A. I'll go with my supporters. A few of my friends will go into the class. When we enter, they say, yeah! Then I go and I stand in front and I speak. Form 1A, Form 1B, Form 1C, Form 1D. You go Form 1, Form 2, Form 3, Form 4. Oh, so some of the classes, when I enter, they say, don't talk. You've won. Don't talk. Don't say anything. Fans! Yeah, when election time came, my assistant, he got only about five votes. I won the whole vote, the whole school voted for me. Unanimous, he got about 5 or 6 votes. Yeah, and so my acceptance speech, a friend of mine, he wrote it for me. Oh, he was someone who had big English words in his mouth. So he was my speechwriter. He wrote a nice. And I went and said, Honorable Headmaster, Assistant Headmaster, Senior Headmaster, senior, and then whatever, student body. And then I started reading. Oh, come and see clapping. I'm a politician. Oh, Ghana School, I tell you. It's something else. Yeah. Something else. Now people see you, they are running because you are the senior prefect. You are like a president over the school. SP, school prefect, senior prefect. So to not enter university with my mates, and I have to go and rewrite physics, and then, by the grace of God, got the opportunity to run away to Europe for people not to see who I am. It was something for me. And then I went to Europe and I started cleaning dishes, washing dishes. It even broke me down more. Because it's like I came here to continue my popularity. Yeah, because if I'm in Amsterdam, I'm going to University of Amsterdam, and you are in Ghana, you're going to University of Cape Coast or University of Ghana, Legon. I'm far better than you, even if I'm doing dondology. You know dondology? even if I'm doing dondology in Amsterdam, I sit with white people, you sit with black people. I'm far ahead. And so I got lost. That is when I separated from my classmates for many, many years. And then when we reconnected, when this social media thing came, you see this person has his master's, has his doctorate. This one's a professor. He lectures here. This one is here. One of my mates works with the president of Ghana. The other day we were talking and he said, he was an ambassador to Germany and ambassador to France. And the last time I heard from him, he said, now he's back to Ghana. He works with the president in the president's office. Classmates. One of my classmates is the army commander in Ghana. He's the head of the army. Yeah, he was the army commander's AD camp, and then he became the army commander. Just a few, you know, around here and there. And so I took the church world. Did you get it? I chose the church world. And so being in the church world as a pastor and how people don't respect pastors, it also kind of another realm where I felt unpopular. Do you get it? Until God began to lift me up, I became a reverend minister. Then the honor and the respect started coming. I say, Charlie Collins has become a reverend. He's become a pastor. So with all the things that they're doing, they still kind of respected me because I'm a minister. Do you understand? Because from my background, when you're a pastor, you are respected. It's not some backgrounds and some places where they don't respect you when you're a pastor. And them even becoming a bishop, it's something else. So if you take my bishop and you take somebody's professor or doctorate or master's or whatever, I am far respected than them. So the song that we're singing, it is something that you have to keep it, you have to keep it in your mind that this road you are on, you have to do well, though. I don't understand how some people don't want to do well as Christians. No, you have to do well. Don't joke, oh. This is not a joke. I didn't come to Guyana. I didn't become a pastor and walk on this road to not do well. I mean, it is not part of our DNA as Africans not to do well when we touch something. The Bible says, whatever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all your mind. So when you give your life to Christ or you become a pastor or something, and then we don't see effort, we don't see hard work, you better resign and go and do something else. Because those who have chosen other things, they are forcefully and they are pushing themselves. Yeah, now when my mates team says, Charlie, please pray for us. I should pray for you. When my faces wasn't good and I was ashamed, where were you? You were the guys who were teasing me that with all my popularity, I bombed. Now look at me, by the grace of God. Yeah, I have people. Yeah, well, you see, you can bring your doctorate or your master's and whatever, but if you are celebrating your 50th birthday, you will not have people treat you the way people are treating me in the church. You compare it and see. It's only your wife and your children who you go to some restaurant with and say, Golden Jubilee or whatever. You won't have a church, churches, pastors, members on social media with your picture. So don't you say, good as gold. Look good as gold. I don't know which profession you can take upon yourself and have such. Yeah. I think I'm like Moses, who grew up with popularity and was brought down. And then as he humbled himself for many years, God took him from nowhere and brought him back into the limelight again. Lord Jesus, my God, you are my God. If I had to do it again, I would choose you all over. My God. Yeah. So, my fellow Guyanese, this road is a very glorious and profitable road.
don't come on this road and make it look as if you are destitute. It's punishing. Let us not create that thing, because it is this gospel here is not a gospel of poverty. Jesus became poor so that we might be rich. No, let us not disgrace this thing that we are in. Let us not disgrace this we are in. This is a very successful group of people. People who are intelligent, people who have brains, people who are preferred above others, people who doors open for that others don't get that opportunity, people who find themselves in places where others cannot find themselves. This is what you and I are part of. I tell you, favor, uncommon favor. So let us really enjoy Christianity. Let us enjoy Christianity. Let us believe God. Let us trust God. Let us engage in the things that we need to engage in to rise up like God wants us to rise up. The Bible says that I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Don't let it look as if we are wasting our time. I am not wasting my time. I have not wasted my time. Since 1989, 30 years ago, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. It has always been a good experience. I tell you. Amen. Amen. So that's how I brought the song, Let Your Face Shine on Us, that all the world may know that you live. Yeah. Otherwise, we can't affect anybody else. Because what do you have that I should follow you? Yeah, what do you have? What have you achieved? People look at that. Man look at the outward. But God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think of. I tell you. Wonderful. You may be seated. So tonight, I want to help you again. Right? I want to help you. Please understand that, my fellow countrymen, understand that we lack ambition and drive to do well. The Guyanese lacks drive to do well. You have some, a few, who have the drive to prosper and to have an establishment. You get it? Majority of the populace don't have an ambition, don't have anywhere they are going to. There is no aim. Yes. But that is not God's plan for your life. So when you and those who even have aims, as Christians, they go off. Because a Christian's aim must be to fulfill God's purposes for his life. And it is not secular. God is not secular. The Bible says that there's a wisdom that comes from above. And there's a wisdom that comes from that is earthly. So the things of God are quite supernatural. So even though people become Christians and all of that, they still go off because they think that ambition in the Christian circles is to rise up in this world as a marketing whatever director. That's not God. God did not save you to become the manager of a bank. Hear me and hear me well. God saved you to become one of his anointed servants, an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, a pastor, an evangelist. That's what God has called you to, for you to become. So no matter how high you go in the secular world, you should still not be satisfied. Because that is not that. God saved you to become a politician. What does he benefit by you being a politician? The blood of Jesus cleanses you so that you become a politician? I was a politician in school. I didn't need the blood of Jesus to make me into a politician.
I hope somebody's following me tonight.
So I'm saying that I'm diagnosing one of our problems in Guyana. We are not ambitious.
We are not ambitious. We are not ambitious.
In the Christian circles and the things in the Christian world is not preferred. I watch pastors' children, and sometimes it's sad how they turn out. Many pastors' children are educated, but they don't do ministry.
You look around and see. They win the best prize, they go to the best schools, but they don't choose ministry. And if it's good for the, is it for the gander? Nobody doesn't look so. It's like we want to be pastors, but our children shouldn't be pastors. So today I was talking to one of my son's teachers, and then he told me that my son says he wants to be a pastor. Am I aware of that? I said, yes. He said, what do I think about that? I said, it's powerful. What else do you expect my son to want to be? A bank manager? I've wasted my life if he wants to be a bank manager. I have failed in life if my son wants to be a bank manager or president. My success in life is to make sure that he believe God, that he follows in what I, his father, believed was the ultimate job in this world. To be a pastor. That's what it is. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. So you must do it so that your children and yourself must also want to be. Yes. They must want to be like you. It is the niceness in it also. Even as a child, they might not even understand a lot of things. But when they see how you are blessed, my daughter, my second daughter, says she knows what's going to happen tomorrow, so I should send her a raise. If I have nothing to give to her the whole year, she knows that there's a group of people who will probably give me some 10,000 on my birthday, and that she is asking for some of that, a raise from that. Yeah. It makes them feel very proud that they have a father who is like this. And that's what I'm talking to you about. That the people around you must also feel proud and must be challenged by you. Not that you and them go and drink. You and them go and chase girls. You and them do foolish things. You and them talk rubbish. You and them don't think about how you do well in Christ. No, the thing is that, you see, this world is such that the moment you give your life to Christ, your mission and your vision must be to become the best on that road. It's a good place to clap. Because some of you are lost. You are lost. Yeah? Some of you are lost. You give your life to Christ, but your focus is out there. No, you will not prosper that much out there. Because you can't serve two masters. So if this is what you've chosen, just make sure that this one here is what defines your whole life. This is what must define your whole life. This is what must define your whole life. It must be so single that we can actually refer to the fact that it is God. You see, because if you mix it up, we wouldn't know whether it's only God who has helped you or your hard work or something has helped you. If you give yourself completely to this, then it can be said that it is God. It is God who has blessed me and brought me thus far. Hey, you can't tell me that it's the government of Guyana that has helped me. There's nothing that I've done in this country that the government of Guyana has helped me to do. If anything, they are rather the ones who don't want us to do well. When I started this journey, people didn't believe that I was serious. Some people said, oh, it's a show, it's fake. They don't believe that I can change. They don't believe that I can be a Christian. That is how far from a Christian I was. You're talking about the world? You know the world more than me. And these days, the world is not any world. Your world is phone. Our world, it was going to the girl in your house when there's no phone. Whether she's there or not, you are going. This one is phone that you talk. And you say you are what? You are a hero. Yeah. We used to do things when there was no telephone. It's the right letters. You can ask my wife. I used to speak on a cassette, C60 cassette. I put it in a tape recorder and I press a record. I say, hello, Ajua. How are you today? Well, the brightness of this day has given me this opportunity. Yeah. I speak onto like a cassette, yeah, C60. And I put it in an envelope and I post it from Amsterdam to Ghana. 2 months it takes together. Then when she gets it, she's going to borrow somebody's tape recorder to listen to my voice. And then she also go and buy a cassette and also speak on a cassette and post it to me. And I was like, that's how we used to communicate, cassette to cassette. Yeah, you do video call. Video call. Yeah. So, you see, things are too easy now. You have to go and see the girl. In those days, you don't see a girl's body like that. Oh, like how these days somebody will just take a picture of their breast and send it to you. It's cheap. Everything has become Chinese. Hey, where are you going to see breast? Or the breast on the cassette? I don't know where you're going to see the breast. You can't see. Everything is, the best is to hear. See, you can't see. If you see, you have to go and stand outside and let this photographer take a picture. And then they go and wash it. It takes 2 weeks to wash the picture. And then you take it and they put it in an envelope and send it. When it comes, it's like gold to you. Good as gold. Hey. Sometimes it doesn't come. Somewhere it gets missing in transit. They say, oh, didn't you receive it? You say, no. Yeah. Who was I asking whether they know? I don't know whether it was the girls I was asking whether they know LP. LP. This Apawa. You know Apawa? LP. Before cassette came, was this long plate we used to. You put it on something and then it goes. And then there's like a spin. Now that we found the we gonna. It spins. And it goes. It comes to the end. You have to go and take it up and put it to the front. And then again, it couldn't come back. And then the developed ones came where when you press it, it goes to the end, it comes back to the front and go. A power. I had Michael Jackson's Beat It. I had the long plate of that. Yeah. Big one like that. Like a plate. You put it on your, and then you cover it. You lift up the handle, you put it on the plate, and then it spins. Yeah, records. Aha. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. What are determinants? You see, in this life, there are certain things that determines how far you go, how well you do, who you will meet, how blessed and fortunate and successful you'll be in this life depends on what I call, or we call, the determinants. Are you with me? And Solomon is helping us, is going to help us for the next couple of weeks to dive into all of that. So the determinants are the characteristics and the virtues that determine the outcome of everything you do. It determines the outcome of everything you do. Let me tell you, everything you do in this life, it will be determined by what is in you or what is not in you. If you become successful, it is because of something determined that there was a determinant. If you become a successful pastor, it means that there was a determinant. If you fail, there was a reason why you failed. So, Solomon says the first determinant is swiftness, speed. Some people are slow. Speed in life determines, it's a determinant. It actually makes you do well or not do well. And I'm just introducing it, and we're going to take all the determinants one by one and go deep into it. So Solomon lists the swiftness, speed, as a determinant. Then he lists, the next one is strength. See, the battle, nor the battle to the strong. It's like when you are swift, when you are fast, you win a race. Usain Bolt, you know Usain Bolt. He won races not because he was fortunate. He was fast. You want to win a race? You need to have speed. You must be quick to believe. Quick to obey. You must be quick to change your mind. You must be quick. Speed. Swiftness. And then strength. If you are going to fight, hey, it's not jokers who fight. It's people who have strength who fight. Somebody will knock you out, you even die. If you don't have strength, you don't fight. Because battles are won by the strong, not the weak. Weak, you're going to fight? Forget it. Yeah. So this world is, this life is a fight. This Christian life is a fight. It's only the strong who come out. Yeah. You know, I think I was sharing this also. You will not know the difference so much. You see that? That is why the Bible says that you should really honor the gray head. When somebody has gray hair, not them 20-year-old who have gray hair. No. These days, everything is easy to come. When we're talking about gray hair, we're talking about somebody who's old, matured. Yeah, this is 20-something people. Some people have gray hair. You don't have any experience, you just have gray hair. Put some dye on the gray hair and just go find somewhere else. Yeah, color your hair. Don't give a wrong impression of you. Building across the river makes you understand Guyana to an extent. Because we're trying to cast our flaw. We want to use ready mix. It's only Puran Brothers that is over the river. Nobody wants to cross the river. Nobody. Where they are already mistruck. Nah. It's not profitable to them. It's not a good investment. Because what is the wage that you can move across the bridge at one time? And how many times would they have to cross the bridge? And the bridge is worries, it's trouble. So please. Yeah, keep your millions. It's only Puran brothers. And they also have some jobs lined up. So you either wait for them or you do it manually. So with all your money you have to wait for somebody, the person to, you have to wait for his time. So building a church in Georgetown is different from building a church on the West Bank. Especially of that magnitude that we are engaged in. Then Reverend E tells me, Reverend Sam tells me in Babies that there's no soundtrack here. Then I said, oh, it's true. Who wants to cross the Babies Bridge with a soundtrack? It doesn't make sense. How much is going to be the sand? You can't buy to take sand from the Suzdike Highway, drive all the way to Babies, cross the Babies Bridge and pay how many thousands of dollars and go and sell it to who? Jiggy, are you there? Hey. Yeah. This was, it's not even a battle. And you can't win. It's not even a battle. No. He says some canter. You have some canters that drive around 8,000 a load of sand on a canter. Yeah. So if you are building in Babies, you also face issues. And therefore, these kind of things, these determinants will actually make your project successful or not. It's a determinant or determinants that will make sure that the project in Samaria is on and we are there and church is working. It is all going to be by determinants, not just by prayer. If it's by prayer, then we'll just sit at home and just pray. We won't do anything. Yeah, we pray and then we just move out. Say, hey, where is it? Speed and strength. Are you strong? Are you strong? Now, even in this season where God is leading me to lead you to become strong by prayer, many of you are falling. Today you're falling. Tomorrow you are sleeping. You didn't wake up. It's not some small battle, some small something. You see that the strength is not there. You can't pray and end at 1 a.m. and wake up at 5 and pray to 5 to 6. It's so challenging. But this is normal life, you know. This is normal Christian life. You go to bed praying, you wake up praying at least an hour. That's what it is. That's normal Christianity. How many wants to even join? It is going to determine your success in life, your speed and your strength. Whether you are fast, because many people are slow. When there's an opportunity, you are slow to take it. When there's a door that opens, you walk very slowly, thinking that the door will remain open for you forever. That's how we cross road in Guyana. It's as if you have a right to cross the road. It's not even the pedestrian crossing. Me, I don't like to let people cross. I will drive in front of you. And they see something, this is where you're going. I'm driving. This is not the pedestrian crossing. If you need a pedestrian crossing, then tell your leaders to paint black and white zebra crossing for you. Look at where these overheads they've done on the East Bank. People don't use it. You should have an overhead at Agricola. Agricola should have an overhead. Not Eccles. Not that traffic light at Eccles. Who uses that overhead?
Agricola is where people die all the time. How can you forget to put an overhead there? Speed. Strength. Neither yet bread to the wise. Wisdom. Are you wise? Wisdom is the principal thing. You can't be a foolish person and do well in this life. Christmas is coming. You have to be wise. I said Christmas is coming. You have to be wise. Don't be a fool. All that is going to go on is your pocket they are coming for. You have to use your head. You know, my life may be a little boring if you know me. Maybe, that's why I said that. If you probably are married to me, or maybe if you are my child, you live in my house, you may easily think that I'm not a very good man. Like how I come on stage, you think, oh, it's a nice bishop. If you're living with me, you probably wouldn't like me. Because I don't fancy a lot of things. If you ask me tomorrow, what am I going to do tomorrow? I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. Maybe sleep. I'm sure if it was your 50th birthday, man. I could be home sleeping all day. So today I want to sleep. I want to have dreams. Lord, when I sleep, please talk to me in my dreams. Maybe just that. And then you ask, oh, so Bishop, what did you do on birthday? So I was sleeping. So, oh, how? Oh, how? You should ask yourself, oh, how? Use wisdom. I tell you. No, I can easily not notice that we're Christmas season. I have a Christmas tree that is there 365 days in a year. Tonight, I actually plugged it. It has lights on it already, so I don't have to buy fairy lights, nothing. The tree with lights on it. Everything. Every year, the same tree. Why should I buy new tree? Who buys new trees? Growing up, I never saw my parents buy trees. The old one, they'll go and bring it from the storeroom somewhere. Clean it up and put it up and dress it up and light it up. Yeah, my Christmas tree is there every day of the year, 365 days. This evening when I was coming, I just went to plug it. I said, hey, it's your time. Light up. Yeah, and I'll have it until I'm dead. The Christmas tree will still be there. Oh, please. I don't fancy anything. Be wise. All these people will come with nice gimmicks. And that your little money that you it's not even enough for you. Yeah. December 25th, finish. You want a new fridge? This is not time to buy a fridge. You want a new washing machine? You are not ready for washing machine. December doesn't mean ready for washing machine. You are not ready for washing machine. Wait another month or two. And I know some of you won't listen to me anyway, but that's okay. It's fine. At least I said it. If I don't say that, I won't feel nice. I feel nice by saying it. Yeah. Yeah. Christmas Eve day, you'll be busy till midnight. Even bath. Whole day. I mean, well, what are you doing? Who are you expecting on Christmas Day? And you won't even come to church on Christmas Day. Wisdom. This life favors those that are wise. Bread, those who eat bread are wise people. It
means those who gain access to the necessities in life. They travel freely. They're able to live a good life, live in good areas, eat best food, wear best clothing, and all of that. It is wisdom. It is wisdom. Yeah. The next determinant is understanding. You understand. Demo understand. You understand. Demo understand. Lack of understanding has made a lot of people poor. Poor in ministry. Poor in life. You ain't got nothing. You see, I passed, I think it's Section K, Camberville, some time ago. When you drive past the Chinese embassy from Mandela to Sheriff, and before you hit Sheriff, there's a turn on your right. First right turn into Camberville. I used that road some time ago. And then as I was driving to the end of the road, I saw an abandoned wooden house. It has GPL wire going to that wooden house. But it was abandoned. I said, Lord, if I wasn't a bishop, I'll move into this house here. I tell you. There are things you can do here free. I was just glancing through Kaicho News today. I saw a taxi driver who hit a policeman on Saffron Street, GI, and he left the car and he ran away. No, the nicest part is coming. Wait. Then they went to look for his details at the base, his driver's license and everything. So his driver's license was an address in Sophia. When the police went there, it was an empty lot. Yeah. Life on the dam. That's Guyana for you. Yeah. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Cry. The guy has been driving, I don't know for how many years. The address is an empty lot in Sophia. Yeah. Why should you give your correct address to somebody in a country where they cannot even check your address? When you travel at the airport, give them address in the forest. Number 2, Point Kaichoma. Lot number 2. Monty Mountain. You know, how would they know? Especially in the era where people will follow people as they come into the country and follow them to their addresses and go and rob them. I'll give you an address in Virgin Ocean. Yeah, Lot 1D. Port Kachuma. Sexy Port Kachuma. High income, whatever. No, front circle, back circle. Wallach. No, when there's an emergency and they look for you and they look for your address, they say, voila, they go and say, they're looking for Melissa Austin. He said, there's no Melissa Austin. He said, hey, you see that the people around the country, their heads are not working. To run a country, you have to first have to have a system in place that you operate by. There's no system. No system. You need a database of people and addresses. It takes a lot to do it, but it pays. Wise people become rich. That's why I said, me caught. Please don't stop me. So when the police stopped me, I slowed down and then I continued driving. By the grace of God, I don't know how my car looks to them in the spirit, but I'm able to just go with all these things I'm talking about. They have understanding about who they are seeing. Why should I live in a poor country and submit to police? They are not looking for anybody. They are not. So they just want to see your face. Some they just want to stop and look at your face and look for money. Don't waste people's time. Do you know the number of traffic? I don't want to use the word curse.
But a lot of things that can be rectified when it comes to traffic policing. Listen, even the lights that people have in their vehicles, the lights, is one major lawlessness. Are we using white lights or yellow lights? How high should your highlight be? How high? Should it dim? Should it drop or it should be straight?
Man, and then you stopping me and say, and see registration and licenses.
You are not a traffic police. You are being paid for nothing, for foolishness. Wise people are rich. Do you know that most of these white people who are rich, their countries, they don't have oil, they don't have gold, they don't have timber, they don't have space for no tree. The tree they have is for breeze. It's not for chairs and tables. They don't grow rice in their countries, but they are rich. Holland is full of water. What do they have there? They have nothing. But if they say, come and live in Holland, you will run and leave everybody behind and go. Wisdom make people rich. You don't have to come from a rich family to become rich. You don't have to come from a fortunate background to become fortunate. It's wisdom. It's wisdom. If you become wise, this life will be good to you. I say, if only you will learn to be wise, this life will be good to you. I tell you. Skill is another determinant. It opens door for people. Skill. Yeah.
I was telling my pastor, I said, for the last few years, phones that I've used were just given to me. I remember last time I spent money to buy a phone. I think, yeah, the other day I was looking for another device, so I bought something. A phone? For how many years ago? I don't spend money to buy a phone. I'll be there and somebody will come and say, please, phone.
Favor to men of skill. By my calling and by my preaching, my pastoring. Every Sunday, I have somebody who buys me digital credit every Sunday, $2,000 every Sunday, $8,000 a month, $96,000 a year. Favor. Favor comes to men of skill. You almost feel bad not to give me a present on my birthday. Even if I don't know. I don't have to know. Favor. 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 Things that you could not imagine will happen to you. Doors just open for you. Favor. Men of skill. You want to be favored in this life? Sometimes you need favor in this life. Sometimes it's not your strength. Sometimes it's not your wisdom. Sometimes it's just favor. It's just favor that takes you into some realm. Favor. I tell you, I believe I've been favored even in Guyana, where Bishop has bought properties for me here. The day, by the time, when I set foot into Guyana, I was a full-time pastor. By the time I got here, 14th of March, I already had a salary when I was coming here. God has been good to me. God has been good to me. When I got to Guyana, I already was enjoying a salary. Is that no favor? Dude, I've not even started a church. I don't even have one member, but I have a salary. Think about it. What is it? Then I come here. Every month, money comes from somewhere into my bank account. Sister Denise, favor. For 2 years plus, 2-3 years, every month, Whether people give $20 or $10, I don't care, because my salary is coming into my bank account. Favor.
May you be favored.
Then Bishop comes in here and buys me a vehicle. It's favor. You know how much that blue car costs? For those who know cars, they understand how much it costs. When the money came for me to buy the vehicle, I was vexed. I said, all that money for vehicle? Because it's so strange to buy a car around here. The money that Bishop blessed me to buy that car, I could have bought about 3 or 4 cars with it in Europe. I tell you, it's not fair. Then he buys me buildings. Yeah. Cashtown, buildings, East Bank, Babies, Georgetown, 9 acres. Brings me a 200,000 worth of steel. More favor. He makes me. I understand how God was using Moses as an example when he was talking to me. I feel like Moses now. Somebody who had some popularity at his early age, and the popularity was taken away, and he went down. And then in his latter years, God has actually, he himself has lifted that person up and is blessing and is favoring and is opening doors and taking him higher. It can only be Moses. Yeah, the anointing of Moses, the prophet. Yeah, same trend. If you look at that. If I was in the Bible, you see, the anointing from Moses has fallen on Collins. If my name was in the Bible. Yes. I tell you, favor. To become a pastor, I own properties. Michelle, are you here? I own properties. I have properties already. Yeah. Buildings. I tell you. You see? And you... I can't even begin to tell you what I can do with the buildings if my mind was in a certain way.
Do you know that the value of a transport? You don't? Do you have a transport?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Do you know the value of a transport?
I'm sure Adrian knows the value of my transport.
Transport? You have transport? You have transport? Do you know how many transport I have as a bishop? I have in my control. Do you know what I could do with it? Well, that you wouldn't even have to know.
You go places, you'll find favor.
With a transport.
And I have transports worth millions, $30-40 million.
It just is on file somewhere breathing. Somebody needs it to go to a next level in life. Thank you very much. Yeah? Favor. I don't even understand. Transport?
Wow.
Yeah? Well, the bank will say that, give us the transport, stamp it. They'll go for another one and put a stamp on it. So this is for the bank. Give you a photocopy. Whatever you want, they'll give to you. Give you anything. And I'll be walking around. You don't have to know what is going on. Who told you that you have to know what's going on? I is the bishop. You is the church member. So mind your own business. Yeah, favor to men of skill. These are determining factors
for your well-being, your success, your marriage, your education, your finances, every single area of your life in this world for the next 70 years, 80 years that you're going to be around. These determinants, these things will make a difference between you and somebody else. And then the interesting part of this verse that Solomon brings out is time and chance also happens to them all. Solomon is also trying to say that with all of these things also, sometimes you need chance. You just need time and you need chance. So you can be strong, but you cannot be rich. Time and chance. Because people, there's a young lady that I know in Amsterdam. She used to do this domestic job. And the woman that she used to work for was a rich woman. She didn't, actually know the extent of her wealth. When the woman died, she was very surprised that she was in the woman's will. The woman handed to her rich money. Yeah, money. It's chance. You don't need to be wise for this one. This one, somebody just gave it to you. A favor, and you become rich. Time and chance. Maybe if you were asked to go and do domestic work at somebody's place, you would never do it. You would think that it's below your status. You are poor and you don't want to do anything. Sometimes through these domestic jobs, you connect with somebody of a certain, because people who want people to clean their homes, there are people who don't have time and they have money. They have money, but they don't have time. Yeah, they can introduce you to places. Sometimes end of year, they are having a party in their homes. They say, oh, can you come and clean after the party? So you come around and prepare. As you are there, people have come to the house. People you cannot come close to. You only see them on TV or in the newspaper. Yeah. You realize, oh, shall I that? Oh, I need somebody. Can you come? Easy. Yeah, favor. You will never know. So with all the determinants, there's also a determining factor of chance, time and chance, which also happens to all of us. We all get an opportunity. We all get a time. We all get a chance. We are all here for 70 years. We are all in this church for 2 years. We are all went to Bible school. Time and chance happened to all of us in Bible school. We went, but we didn't make use of the time and chance. That's what it is. We'll continue. Stand to your feet, please. Hallelujah. Father, tonight, thank you for speaking to us in Jesus' name. Amen. You're here tonight, you're not saved, you're not born again. Bishop, please pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. Just lift up your right hand. Bishop, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. Your right hand. Just your right hand. You want to give your heart to Jesus tonight. It's a time, it's a chance. You want to surrender your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. It's a time, it's a chance. You want to do that? Just lift up your right hand. I will pray with you. I'll pray with you. I'll pray with you. Time and chance. I see a hand there. God bless you. Time. This is your time. This is your chance. I want to give my heart to God. Just your right hand. Just your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. You lifted up your hand. I want to ask you to come to me. Come. Let me pray with you. Come. Who is that? God bless you. Come. Is that Dion? God bless you. Oh, clap. Oh. You are born again, so you don't care. Somebody is getting born again. Wonderful. Dion is getting born again. Again, again, again. God bless you. Is that your son? Okay. You are Messi. What's your name? Martin King. All right, how old are you? You are 15. Okay, you have Amerindian blood? You are Amerindian? You have Amerindian blood in you? Amerindian. Are you Amerindian? Amerindian. Bok. You say Bok? Nah. Okay, good. Stand right here. Look at me.
So Americans who can be 15 and look like that. Where's your ID card? You have ID card? Martin King. Who invited you? Kevin. Oh, you from Wallach. Okay. Jackman, you have a lot of Wallachians. Wonderful. Close your eyes. Dear, close your eyes with me, church. Let's help them as we pray together. Those in front, say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. I believe God raised him from the dead. I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this prayer, I am born again. My name is in the book of life. I have become a new person. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.